Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
I'm Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
Yes, that was Glasgow's Belle and Sebastian from their 2003, I think, album, Dear Catastrophe Waitress. That was a song wrapped up in books. And that song goes out to my good friend, good friend, I don't know why I hesitated there, Kim Cook. She is opening a new bookstore, used bookstore. She has toiled for years in the used book trade. Worked at Monroe, well, that's not used books, but Monroe's in Victoria, and then for years and years at McLeod's downtown, and is opening her own book, The Paper Hound, Pender and Homer, right across the street from Finch's. They opened yesterday, so a little book-themed song there goes out to Kim. Good luck to her and her partner, Rod. Gonna do it. Books, they're great. Lucky's Comics, also great on Main Street. So if you need comics and brand new books and that kind of thing, maybe check out Lucky's. If you're looking for used books and rarities, go to Paper Hound. You're covered now. You don't have to worry about anything else. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. On today's show, some new local stuff, big surprise, and then a couple of songs from a band from bands that I saw last night, but I'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to start off with Dead Ghosts. They have a new album coming out on Burger Records from Los Angeles, but Dead Ghosts are from here, garage rock. The album is called Can't Get No, and they quite neatly left the Guess Who's American Woman riff on this song, but to great effect. I really like it. I think it works. It's called I Want You Back, and we're going to hear it right now. After that, some Jay Holy. Here we go.
Yeah. For the past 7 years, Sled Island has delivered a hot, fresh, and saucy music and arts festival in Calgary, Alberta. In 2013, it's saucier than ever. From June 19th to 22nd, independent musical acts, visual artists, filmmakers, and comedians, including the CITR Showcase featuring White Lung, will frolic your amusement at over 30 venues. For more information on schedules, venues, ticket purchases, and more, visit www.sledisland.com. Sled Island is proudly sponsored by CITR.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
That was Cult Babies from a brand new band with their they have a couple demos up online, and that was the song Minokawa. I believe that it's risen from the ashes of Bleeding Hearts. I don't know that Bleeding Hearts is over, but the band Cult Babies is made up of a few members from that band. So it's Michelle and Hassan and Layla. And maybe other people. Not entirely clear. They're the ones in the photo. But they're going to be going on tour with Jay Arner when he sets off in mid-July. So they're going to be playing Vancouver, Chilliwack, Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatoon, and Winnipeg together. Very cool. You can find that on their Bandcamp page if you're so inclined. Where are we? Cult Babies. Bandcamp.com. Yeah, good. Before that, we heard Jay Holy from Toronto from his EP Skeletor. That was the song Skeletons. And at the top there, Dead Ghosts from their Burger Records LP Can't Get No. That was the song I Want You Back. Dun, 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 dun. A very effective use of that riff. I love it. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Last night at Sastorino's, the all-ages space run by Safe Amp at the place that used to be called Astorino's. I think that's what people are calling it now, Sastorino's. Mount Erie came into town. Mount Erie is Phil Elverum, formerly known as The Microphones, now known as Mount Erie. His current band features Nicholas Kurgovich and Julia Shurka, who are also in the band No Kids, and Ashley Erickson, who is also in the band Lake. So it was a nice program with Nick and Ashley opening up and then Mount Erie playing. And I haven't sat on the floor at a show in a very long time. I used to do that a lot at the, you know, those heady early 2000s, heady late 90s, those wild days. But it's been a very long time since I've sat on the floor and watched a show, and like an acoustic twee pop show. So it's a nice little time warp. We're going to hear a song from the new Mount Erie album, newish. It's called Ocean War. We're going to hear the title track. And then we're going to hear a song from The Microphones, which is kind of the same thing, from their 2001 album, Don't Wake Me Up, which has just been reissued. So I didn't know this. It was out of print for a long time, and it's just been pressed on vinyl and reissued. So if you're a fan of Phil Elverum, look out for some of these reissues that have been long unavailable. So let's give this a listen. This is Ocean Roar to start us off.
Thank you. Skies are torn asunder and beguiled.
That was Nicholas Kurgovich from his 7-inch from a couple of years back called One Woman Show. That was the song I Can't Bring Myself to Smile. That a version of that is on the Gigi album that he did a couple of years ago with Colin from The Hive. But I kind of prefer that version that Nick sings. And he opened for Mount Erie last night at Sastrino's and played a whole new set of music, stuff that he hasn't played before. And that's going to come out this fall, I hear. That's what I hear. Before that, we heard Microphones from their reissued Don't Wake Me Up. That was a song where it's hotter Part 3. And then Ocean Roar at the top there by Mount Erie. Ryan Rozelle.
Duncan.
Back from many adventures.
I am. It's been a long time since I've been on the air.
It's been so long.
Actually, I was on the air in Winnipeg.
Whoa.
Yeah, CKUW. You
traitor.
I know.
You trollop. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So I got the full detail when we were off the air, but you went to Seattle, crossed the country to New York.
Flew to New York, yeah.
Then served as a roadie / backup dancer for the Oz.
That's right.
All the way to Winnipeg.
And groupie.
And served as the, or and then represented CITR at the National Campus and Community Radio Association Conference.
That's right.
And then got a ride to Lethbridge, and then avoided the state of emergency mass flooding, and hitchhiked all the way back here.
I actually caused the state of emergency. It's the tears of all the young ladies who live in Lethbridge, and now that I've left, things are flooded.
Yeah, they're tears that, yeah, okay. Anyways.
Duncan, you dirty dog.
Any highlights? I mean, there must be tons of highlights.
Yeah, the hitchhiking, obviously, I've never done that before.
Right.
And that was really amazing.
Who picked you up?
Great people. No weirdos. Yeah. You have to define weird. No one asked for favors from
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
But the first person that picked me up, which was like a super uplifting moment, where these people who were just going to Fort McLeod, which is like 25 minutes away, but the guy just his wife was driving and he was just having a few beers in the passenger seat and gave me a few smokes and and then that was just like a 20-minute ride.
Yeah, but that's perfect. That's long enough for a beer.
Yeah, yeah. Long enough for two if you're drinking quickly.
Yeah.
Guys who are filming an extreme sports documentary in Victoria drove me from Golden all the way to Vancouver yesterday.
Awesome.
So I got one straight ride and a very nice woman. Who's just like this middle-aged lady, the other person was this guy who had just been working on his boat in Panama and then flew to Calgary and drove me from Calgary to Golden.
Yeah.
And he was super nice as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
The kindness of strangers.
Exactly. You gotta have a little faith in humanity. I also bought dog mace, which I had on me, so I don't have too much faith in humanity.
It's a measured faith.
Yeah, exactly.
You are realistic, pragmatic, but trusting. And the Oz tour, how was it? I've never been on tour with a band, or I did kind of once, but that must have been exciting.
It's great. You get to pretend that you're in a band.
And no talent, but you still get that.
Well, it's a different kind of talent on its own, being a liar. It was awesome. They played a lot of great shows, and they opened Pop NYC, Pop Fest NYC, which I didn't get into because my fake ID bounced there.
Curses.
Yeah, they also played at The Flat in Brooklyn, which is the most beautiful music venue I've ever been in my entire life. It was amazing.
What makes it so beautiful?
They just like the decor in there. They have these like, it's really small. It's probably like the size of a zoo shop or something, which is no more, I heard.
Well, sort of.
Is it? I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay.
It looks like it might be bouncing back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. We can only hope. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, like low chandeliers and like the even just like the little details, like the photographs in the bathroom, like for the men and women sign. From far away, it just looked like the silhouette of men and women. But when you got close, they were like these vintage pictures of children, like Victorian children printed on like metal sheets, like before they printed on paper. You know, they printed on
daguerreotype.
And those were like how you found out which bathroom you peed in.
Wow. That is way more thoughtful than, like...
It was incredible.
Like a little scrawled M.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just a stick figure.
Yes. And then NCRC, the did you meet lots of other radio folk?
Yes, I'll have you know the NCRC still stands for National Campus and Community Radio Station.
Thank goodness.
It was, after a much heated debate, it was almost changed to the National Community Radio Association. So thank God for that.
Yeah.
A lot, there's some drama, actually.
Really? Nice. At a radio conference full of people with opinions and, like, no real point to make?
That it is great.
Remarkable.
Yes. I've never done Robert's Rules before, so...
The plenary sessions
that's
there.
Right.
I mean, I actually, the... so the print, or like the newspaper version of the NCRC is called the CUP Conference, so Canadian University Press, and their plenary sessions are actually longer.
I could imagine.
I was once in a plenary session that went 27 hours straight. It went from 10 a.m. one day until 1 a.m. the next, or 1 p.m. the next, like the next day. But the radio plenaries are nothing to sneeze at. They are still a grind.
That is.
Yeah. I've gone to 27? Two conferences, and I don't think I'll ever go back.
Okay.
Yeah, but everything else about it is fantastic, and
exactly.
It's fun to meet all those people and all that stuff.
It was great. Yeah.
And Hooded Fangs.
I saw Hooded Fang, I think it is.
Hooded Fang.
But they were awesome.
Cool. Whereabouts in Canada are they from?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But they were going to be playing in Vancouver soon, so maybe we should... check that out after
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're in Vancouver. We're going to play some Vancouver music. How about that?
Have
you heard of this little band called the Courtneys?
No, I haven't.
They have a brand new record out on Hockey Dad Records. Played them a bunch, and they're fantastic. So check this out. New Sunday. Here we go. This is the Courtneys.
Fire, easy to be scared of the one you desire. Baby, start me up.
Get your early bird passes for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival until June 11th.
Step outside normal society with Steve Earle and the Dukes, Dvachka, and Vancouver's own Hannah Georges.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 19th to 21st at Jericho Beach Park. More information at thefestival.bc.ca.
The Vancouver Folk Fest is proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9.
Hi folks, it's DJ Abraham bringing you your morning jam.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
Every Monday from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here and in your ear, bringing you the modern version of a mixtape. Old school, but still cool. So let's start grooving, dancing, and smiling in the morning.
Right, that was the band Weed from their forthcoming album called Deserve. It's out next month on Couplescape Records, and that was the song Set Me Back. Ain't nothing gonna set back Weed this Tuesday when they play Lion's Den with Freak Heat Waves and Cross. A great bill Tuesday night at the Lion's Den. Before that, we heard Bertha Cool from their brand new split 7-inch with Hemogoblin. That was the song Secret Frequencies. And at the top, we heard the Courtneys from their new self-titled album, which is great, and you should find it. It's called New Sunday. Ryan, when we were chatting, mentioned Hooded Fang from Toronto. They have a new album out called Graves, and we're going to listen to the song Ode to Subterranea. It's the little song that I heard so far sounds pretty good. I'm glad he recommended it to me. That's the wrong thing. Here we go. Here is Hooded Fang with their song Ode to Subterranea from their brand new album, Graves.
Dreams, that's too bad when you live in.
right. That was Hooded Fang from Toronto with their song Ode to Subterranea from the album Graves. Out now. Go check it out. That's about going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Up next, Dara with the fill-in playing an hour of rock and roll. Make sure to stay tuned for that. After that, Robin with Ink Studs and lots of other great things coming up this afternoon. Keep it locked in on CITR 101.9 FM. You won't regret it, I promise. Have a great weekend. I will be back next Thursday at noon, same place, same time, same channel. We're going to close out. I was driving in a car recently, which I don't do that often. I sort of had some time to kill. And the CD that happened to be in the car was A Ghost Is Born by Wilco. And I haven't listened to that album in several years, and I had forgotten how great it is. I guess I had kind of forgotten about Wilco. But that album, you know, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot is great. And then A Ghost Is Born has, it's very much the Loose Fur vibe that the guy from Jeff Tweedy had with Jim O'Rourke. It's weird music. There's nice flourishes of oddness. So it reminded me how much I like that album. And so I'm going to close out with the song Theologians. So from 2004's A Ghost Is Born, this is Wilco, Theologians. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the person that called in. And I will be back next week. See you then.
Radio.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are in